During his regular briefing on Tuesday, UN Secretary General spokesperson Stephane Dujarric welcomed the lifting of the state of emergency in Sudan announced Sunday by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan.
This is an important step to create a conducive environment for a direct intra-Sudanese talks to end the political crisis in the country. We encourage the authorities to complete the release of political detainees. We continue to call on them to fully respect the right to a peaceful assembly and freedom of expression.
Military authorities in Sudan released more than 100 political detainees from prisons across Sudan, according to the local activist group Emergency Lawyers Committee. Burhan's latest moves were demanded by anti-coup protesters in the international community. Burhan said he did it to create a conducive environment for dialogue among Sudanese. Dujarric urged Sudanese stakeholders to engage in constructive dialogue in good faith to find a way out of the crisis following the 2021 coup. He said the trilateral mechanism consisting of the UN mission in Sudan, the African Union, and the Intergovernmental Authority on Development will continue to, quote, work collaboratively to help facilitate a Sudanese-owned and led solution. Anti-coup protests have continued in Sudan. Sudan researcher at Human Rights Watch, Mohamed Osman, has downplayed the importance of lifting the state of emergency.
We have seen the same military leaders introducing cosmetic reforms or steps, suggesting a progress to be taking place. The lifting of the state of emergency is certainly and possibly one of those phases. And therefore, at this stage of the situation in Sudan, the international community should be increasing scrutiny over what's happening. There should be increasing pressure to reverse the abuses has been committed during the last 7 months.
Osman says the seven-month-long state of emergency was used by Sudan's coup leaders as cover to commit human rights violations against opposition civilians and protesters with impunity. Nearly 100 protesters have been killed by security forces, according to the Sudanese Doctors Committee. Osman says international players have options they can and should utilize against the coup leaders.
It's crucial at this stage also for the international community not to lose sight on the possible and different tools they have at their disposal. Human Rights Watch and others been calling for targeted sanctions against those who are leading the crackdown in Sudan. More importantly, accountability for those who committed abuses during the state of emergency should also be taking place and not to be washed by such kind of announcements.
Osman says the recent measures by the military are not an honest attempt to improve things in Sudan, but rather a tactic to further tighten its grip on power.
They do aim to consolidate power, and therefore a stronger pushback is crucially needed at this stage.
For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.